This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka. The headlines first. Nepal government to bear quarantine expenses of people returned from various countries through deportation centers. Election Commission grants legitimacy of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal to Upendra Yadav faction. Government prepares to procure over 10 million doses of anti-COVID vaccines by mid-October this year. Health Ministry warns risk of third wave of COVID-19 by October 1st. And Tunisia's president sacks country's prime minister after violent COVID protest. Now the news in detail. Nepal government is to bear the expenses of all quarantine facility for the people who return to Nepal from various countries through deportation centers. Talking to media persons after today's cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and law minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security would manage the provision of quarantine expenditure. Government spokesperson Karki also informed that the government would bring the quarantine centres into operation at appropriate places in the future. The Election Commission has granted legitimacy of the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal to the Upendra Yadav faction. Election Commission spokesperson Raj Kumar Shrestha informed that 34 out of 51 executive members of the party validated signature to support Upendra Yadav today. Only 16 executive members of the party validated their signature to support another chair, Mahanta Thakur. The Election Commission has also concluded to give permission to register another party to Thakur Group. Meantime, talking to media persons today, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Chair Upendra Yadav clarified that the party would join the Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deubale's government. The government is working to bring additional 10.5 million doses of anti-COVID vaccines by mid-October this year. Speaking at the Education and Health Committee of the Parliament today, Health Secretary Laxman Aryal informed that the government was preparing to bring additional 10.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines by mid-October. The Health Secretary further said those vaccines would be brought to Nepal under procurement, grants and COVAX facility. Likewise, schedules have been arranged to bring additional 6 million doses of Berusil vaccine from China by mid-September and 1 million doses of Covishield vaccine already purchased from India by the 23rd of August. Likewise, 1.6 million doses of Berusil granted by the government of China would arrive Nepal by the mid-August, and another 1.6 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine gifted by the government of Japan would be brought by the 23rd of August. Later on, 338,000 doses of vaccine would arrive in Nepal under COVAX facility. The Health Ministry has informed that the government has targeted to administer the COVID-19 vaccines to 33% of the people of the target groups by mid-October and to all target groups by mid-April next year. Meanwhile, Policy Planning and Monitoring Division Chief of Health Ministry, Dr. Gunaraj Lohani, informed that a total of 32.3 million doses of the vaccine would be brought to Nepal by the mid-April next year. Dr. Lohani also informed that the process had been forwarded to procure 6 million doses of Pfizer vaccine for children above 12 years. He further warned the risk of third wave of COVID-19 by the upcoming 1st of October in Nepal due to the relaxation of prohibitory order and failure to enforce health safety measures. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,421 new cases of COVID-19 today. As per the Ministry's latest update, 1,686 people recovered from the coronavirus infection in the last 24 hours. And with this, Nepal's COVID recovery rate now stands at 94.5%. The health ministry has also recorded additional 25 corona-related deaths today, taking the total death toll to 9,738. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज Flood survivors from Melamchi of Sindhupalchok district called on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba today, seeking the role of government in the prevention and management of possible disasters in the future. They demanded the government immediately construct an embankment to the river so as to stop potential incidences of river-based disasters. A delegation of the survivors led by Sagar Kumar Shrestha reached the Prime Minister's official residence Baluata today to appraise the Prime Minister of their issues. The Standing Committee meeting of the CPN-UML Madhav Nepal faction has stressed on party unity. CPN-UML leader Surendra Pandey said that the meeting held at Buddhanagar in Kathmandu today decided to put more efforts for the party unity. Leader Pandey further said that the Standing Committee meeting held in two consecutive days concluded to urge leadership not to express the opinions that could violate the party unity efforts. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkotai and Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma held discussion regarding post-disaster problems in several districts caused by rain-induced disasters. During the meeting held at Simadarbar-based Speaker's office, they discussed about the effective operation of the Federal Parliament and the economic management issues as well. According to Speaker's press expert Sridhar Neupane, matters related to priorities of the government in the disaster-hit areas were also discussed. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Basal has said that the electricity production will be prioritized to deduct the electricity tariff rate. Speaking at a program organized at the Energy Ministry today, Minister Basal said that the ministry would provide the electricity facility in lower charges by providing programs to increase the electricity production. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now to some international updates. Tunisia's President Kais Saied has sacked Prime Minister Hichem Mesisi and suspended Parliament after violent mass protests across the country. Anger over the government's handling of a massive recent spike in COVID cases has added to general unrest over the nation's economic and social turmoil. And President Saied, who was elected in 2019, announced he was taking over. His supporters erupted in celebration, but opponents in parliament immediately accused him of staging a coup. The recent coronavirus surge has fueled long-standing public frustration. The health minister was sacked last week after bungled vaccination campaign. Nearly 2,400 Afghan civilians have been killed or injured in May or June as fighting between the Taliban and Afghan security forces escalated. The United Nations says this is the highest number of civilian deaths for those 2 months since record started in 2009. A new report says Afghanistan has recorded more than 1,600 civilian deaths so far in 2021. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal government to bear quarantine expenses of people returned from various countries through deportation centers. Election Commission grants legitimacy of Janata Samaj Badi Party Nepal to Upendra Yadav faction. Government prepares to procure over 10 million doses of anti-COVID vaccines by mid-October this year. Health Ministry warns risk of third wave of COVID-19 by October 1st. And Tunisia's president sacks country's prime minister after violent COVID protest. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.